You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Something caught my eye the last day. It was called A Busca Dúlra, and it's a programme that's run by biodiversity in schools, and the company's all about getting kids stuck into nature. I got speaking to Mark Nolan, who's the director.
It's all about connecting young people with nature, and that is to both help nature itself, but also the young people get great benefits from engaging with nature, such as boosting their well-being. From our work with schools, when we visited schools, we found that they often find it very hard to get the right equipment, the right resources, and even they can struggle to find ideas to help nature in their schools. So with the Busca Dúlra kit, which just means nature box, is that we give the teacher everything that they need in the school. So we send one out in the spring, summer, and then another one out in the autumn and winter. And it's full of resources. It's full of things for the classroom, but also practical activities that they can carry out around the school to help nature.
Now, there's a price to these boxes. However, what I was more interested in was the fact that schools can be sponsored to have the boxes made available. So Mark told me a wee bit more about that.
And most of the kits that we do send out are actually sponsored by local businesses, but also businesses that would work nationally as well, because businesses kind of see their role now, especially with climate and biodiversity challenges, and they want to reach out to schools and engage with the young people and help them. And this is a way that they can do that.
The website is where the real magic is at. There's loads of free printable resources. These include ID cards, bingo games and worksheets. And another way schools can get stuck in and involved for free is with the Nature Hero Awards.
So our big flagship project every year is the Nature Hero Awards, and that's sponsored by Glenveagh Homes. And it's the largest outdoor learning award in Ireland. And it, I suppose, is a way of shining the spotlight on schools that are doing amazing nature work. And we've schools that are, I suppose competing is a strong word. It's about participating. And schools are given a list of tasks they have to complete to help nature in their school grounds, from hanging nest boxes to planting meadows. And once they do that and they complete all the tasks, then they can achieve their nature hero status, and they get a plaque to hang at the school. And then one winning school will get a €10,000 school garden makeover from our sponsor, Glenveagh Homes. And yeah, so we've 16 schools in Donegal taking part this year. And we had one nature hero school in Donegal at the moment, and that's St. Eunan's in Raphoe in Donegal. So they're the only school representing Donegal right now on the map. So we're very proud of them. But we'd like for them to have some company as well. So if any schools were interested, they should check out our website.
At the end of the day, Mark said it's all about having fun.
Exactly. Yeah. It has to be so fun and hands-on. And we really design everything for people who maybe they might have an interest in nature, but they don't know how to go about it. Or even we try and design for people that don't even have an interest in nature, just to try and engage them in it, because the activities are great fun.
Thanks to Mark for having that chat with me. Now, in climate news this week, the European Commission has recommended reducing the EU's net greenhouse gas emissions by 90%, and that's by the year 2040, so not too far away at all. And this is to ensure that the European Union reaches its climate neutrality by 2050. So this did bring up questions about air travel, and it coincided with the announcement that 38 members of government will go abroad next month for St. Patrick's Day engagements. So this did raise questions of climate impact, the government, is it necessary to travel? And bizarrely, Taylor Swift has been under similar criticisms. She has been under fire, mostly on TikTok and Twitter, for the amount of travelling she's been doing on her private jet. With the Super Bowl happening this weekend, she travelled from her Eras tour in Japan to the Super Bowl, which was in America. So what's your thoughts on this and air travel in general? Get in touch on our social media channels to have your say. We'd love to hear from you. As usual, tips and all will be available online and on our social media. And a big thanks again to Mark for speaking with me. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.